I bring you greetings from Myrtle Baptist Church, the church where love abides in Newton, Massachusetts. My senior pastor is Reverend Brandis Thomas Crowley. I love him so. And to Professor Jonathan Walton and Reverend Lucy Forster Smith, thank you for your love and kindness. And to my mother, I love you. Mark Twain said that kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. Amen. So they came to Jericho as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the side of the road. Because of his blindness, Bartimaeus was prevented from finding and performing a job in order to earn a living. In those days, there were no programs, no social security or charitable institutions that could help him. Blind Bartimaeus was totally dependent upon the sympathy and generosity of others in order to survive. He survived by sitting by the side of the road, begging. His condition caused him to beg every day and for someone to have compassion and pity on him and put some change in his hand. Bartimaeus lived a life of wretched poverty. And there were no paved streets or highways with lights. Everyone walked, traveled by donkey or camel. There were no roadside rest stops for people or animals. And sometimes caravans of merchants and pack animals would pass by. It was extremely hot. At times the temperature was well over 100 degrees. Think about it. Sitting on the side of the road, begging. The heat, the stench, the dust and dirt made this ugly, uncomfortable, and an unbearable place to be. Let me put it to you this way. You ever been driving your car down the highway? You're moving along just fine, enjoying life. The traffic's moving at a good pace. Maybe you got your tunes on, you're singing. It's a bright, sunny day. Life is good. All of a sudden, that check engine light comes on. The car starts acting sluggish. And you have to pull over to the side of the road. Your car was broken down. You've called AAA. And now you have to sit and wait on the side of the road. Every time a truck or car passes you by, it shakes the vehicle. And while you're sitting on the side of the road, time passes and frustration begins to build. Because the other motorists are paying you no mind. They're moving on with their life. You know what they're thinking as they drive by. I know what I'm thinking when I drive by when I see a car broken down on the road. I'm glad that's not me. As time passes, you start thinking about things and all of a sudden, discouragement and disappointment show up. And as more time passes by, hopelessness and despair soon follow. You thought you were doing everything right. Things were fantastic between you and your spouse or your partner, and then out of nowhere, your relationship, your marriage falls apart, and you find yourself sitting on the side of the road. You exercise, you eat the right foods, you took your vitamins, you go to the doctor for a routine checkup, only to learn that you are ill, and now you find yourself sitting on the side of the road. You had plans to do so many things with your life, but you find yourself sitting by the side of the road, feeling frustrated, disappointed, hopeless, and lonely, just like Bartimaeus. Loneliness isn't just about being alone. It's about not feeling connected. You see, Bartimaeus had been shunned by society most of his life. When you're shunned by people, it It creates an absence that's difficult to describe because there is nothing but silence. People refuse to speak to you. They refuse to acknowledge your presence, refuse to treat you as though you matter because you are less than. You become invisible. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting on the side of the road when he heard a sound, a commotion. He heard the crowds pass by and he heard the excited voices of the people. You know, sometimes you can't follow Jesus Christ and be silent. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And several people in the crowd ordered him to be quiet. And Bartimaeus realizes that this is the chance of a lifetime. And so he seizes the moment. He wants to make sure that Jesus doesn't pass him by. So what does Bartimaeus do? I'm glad you asked. He cries out more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus could not see. His eyes did not work. He was blind, but he was not spiritually blind. His spirit saw Jesus in a way that people with sight could not see. And that's why he used the title, Son of David. That title was reserved for only one person in the entire world, the Messiah. So when Bartimaeus called Jesus the Son of David, the whole crowd knew what he was saying. Bartimaeus was saying, "I believe this is the one we've all been waiting for, the Savior of the world and the deliverer of God's people." Bartimaeus was smart enough to know that Jesus could give him his sight. When Jesus heard Bartimaeus' cry, he turned and saw Bartimaeus sitting by the side of the road. You know, Bartimaeus was blind. He didn't see Jesus, but Jesus saw him. Sometimes when you find yourself sitting by the side of the road, it might be difficult for you to see Jesus, but Jesus has got his eyes on you. Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." Here are the very same people that told him to be quiet, that it shunned and ignored him most of his life. And now they see that Bartimaeus has got the attention of Jesus and that Jesus has commanded him to come to him. They now know that Bartimaeus is going to be blessed. He's going to have a one-on-one audience with the Lord. All of a sudden, people want to help him up, fix his raggedy clothes, dust him off, push him up there. You know, it's amazing how people will put you down, leave you alone, and walk out and turn their back on you when things seem to be dark. But when God starts putting a blessing in your life, next thing you know, they're right there, willing to help you out, do anything for you. So, throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. And when Jesus called Bartimaeus, it was a special moment. Bartimaeus threw his cloak off, and because this cloak was the only personal possession this blind man could call his own. He probably sat on it while he begged. He used it to wrap up against the weather, and it might have been his blanket at night. It was a tangible source of security, and at the same time, it was a constant reminder of his blindness and his situation. And by throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus was saying, "I have faith in Jesus. I'm trusting in his ability to change my circumstances. And I'm turning my back on my old lifestyle." As you might say, Bartimaeus had a new attitude. I'm sure Bartimaeus wanted money, security, family, some friends, a home, a job, and a thousand other things. But he knew his real need was his sight. And because Bartimaeus understood and appreciated his real need, he was willing to do whatever it took to meet that need. He risked his reputation and maybe even his childhood to meet Jesus face to face. And he was convinced that Jesus was the answer to his needs. And then Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, my teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. And Jesus did something very interesting. He didn't lay hands on him. He didn't touch him. He didn't do anything. He didn't put anything on his eyes. He didn't tell Bartimaeus to do anything. Jesus just looked at him and said, "Go, your faith has freed you." And immediately Bartimaeus could see again. Well, Jesus had simply given Bartimaeus permission for his faith to become the power that set him free. Bartimaeus' cry of faith from the depths of his blindness liberated him from his affliction. Bartimaeus appeared to be weak, but by his faith in Jesus Christ, he's had the power of freedom in his hands. And Jesus recognized that power in Bartimaeus' cry of faith and enabled that faith to get into action. And he could see again. See, Jesus just didn't give Bartimaeus what he needed. He gave him so much more. Jesus does not just meet your needs. He exceeds your needs. And Bartimaeus' life wasn't changed just because he had his eyes to see, but even more so because he had faith. The last thing we're told about Bartimaeus is he was following Jesus down the road. We've not known humility until we've stared at our own limitations in the face. And we need to acknowledge that we have problems or circumstances in our life that are so bleak that we also need to shout out like Bartimaeus and just say, "Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus." This is the moment that marks the beginning of salvation, the moment when we realize our own blindness, our own desperate condition, our own inability to save ourselves, the moment we realize that we too need a Savior. My brothers and sisters, right here, right now, Jesus is passing through. Will you sit by the side of the road and do nothing and simply let him pass you by? Or will you humble yourselves, call out, and ask Jesus Christ for help? Bless you all.